Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. An apparent road rage incident has left a man hospitalized in the Bronx. Police say it happened about 1 o'clock this morning, less than a block away from a police precinct at 149th Street and Brook Avenue. Cops say a 37-year-old man was in one car, a group of people was in the other, and they got into an argument that quickly turned violent. Investigators say the group of people started beating, kicking, and punching the 37-year-old. He was taken to Lincoln Hospital in critical condition, but he is expected to survive his injuries. Police are asking anyone with any information about this to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The group Transportation Alternatives is joining council members such as Youssef Salam in front of City Hall today to call for legislation to be passed to install speed limiters in the cars of repeat offenders. The proposed law would target reckless drivers who either rack up at least 6 speeding or red light camera tickets in a year or get 11 points on their licenses over 2 years. Elizabeth Adams with Transportation Alternatives says the data shows that there are certain drivers that refuse to change their habits and that serious action needs to be taken against those drivers.
We're talking about people who are getting hundreds of speeding tickets each year and not paying thousands of dollars in fines. The number one top super speeder in New York City last year received more than 560 school zone speed camera tickets.
The renewed push for this bill comes after a crash in Brooklyn last month that took the lives of a mother and her 2 children. That driver had 21 speeding tickets in the last 2 years. Amtrak says it's reducing some of its service in New York starting today. Service between Albany and New York City will be adjusted and limited as Amtrak kicks off a multi-year East River Tunnel rehabilitation project. That means Hudson Valley passengers may face fewer options and busier trains for the foreseeable future. Amtrak said the schedule changes are necessary to complete a 3-year infrastructure project, which will restore 2 of the 4 tubes that make up the East River Tunnel, which were badly damaged during Superstorm Sandy. Mayor Adams says police will be investigating reports that 2 women were assaulted by pro-Israel counter-protesters outside a Brooklyn synagogue on Thursday night. This announcement coming after NYPD officers clashed with protesters yesterday morning, where a far-right Israeli official was set to speak at a synagogue.
Sunday morning's protests happening outside of a synagogue in Ocean Parkway, where Israeli Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir was supposed to be speaking, but ended up being canceled as pro-Palestinian protesters then clashed with the NYPD. Separately, an announcement yesterday from Mayor Adams, he says cops are investigating what he is calling despicable actions by pro-Israeli protesters on Eastern Parkway Thursday night. Now, these protests at a location where Ben-Gvir was again speaking. But the mayor says two women who are anti-Israeli protesters were harassed and assaulted, one of them injured. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Crown Heights.
A lot of Manhattan's Upper West Side residents are not happy about the 5G cell tower that has gone up in their neighborhood. The tower went up on Columbus Avenue between 94th and 95th Streets, and it's meant to expand the city's high-speed internet infrastructure. But some residents are calling the tower monstrous and ugly and saying it looks like it doesn't even belong in the neighborhood. Others are less harsh, saying it looks like something you'd see in a modern city. The tower is one of 200 5G towers that have been installed so far, with nearly 2,000 more scheduled to be built in the next few years in the five boroughs. Legendary songwriter Diane Warren will be honored by the New York Pops at Carnegie Hall here in New York City tonight. Warren is known for a long list of hits, including Cher's If I Could Turn Back Time, Celine Dion's Because You Loved Me, and I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith. The New York Pops Gala raises money for the orchestra and its education programs. A three-alarm fire burned through a store in Borough Park this morning, forcing dozens of people living in the apartments above out of their homes. The fire began in the back of the Save-On Shoes on 13th Avenue around 2 a.m. and then quickly spread to a residential building. No injuries were reported, and the cause of the blaze is under investigation right now. Some residents say they could smell gas and heard an explosion at the time of the fire. New police data shows subway crime continuing to drop this year, despite a slight uptick in April. Over a period of 4 weeks, ending April 20th, transit crime jumped 9% from a year ago, but for the year, transit crime is still down 10%. Former NYPD sergeant and John Jay adjunct professor Joseph G.L. Cloney tells 1010 Winds that the drop in subway crime is primarily because the amount of cops on the subway, but he worries if that can be sustained long term.
So when you start shifting all your, what we refer to as shifting all your bodies all around and putting them in the subway, you tend to worry about what can also creep up where those cops aren't. So it's basically a shell game that they're playing with right now, because we know the NYPD is hurting in recruitment and retention. So that's a big problem.
He says crime spikes in the summer and that the increased deployments from the subway are likely coming at the cost of other precincts in the city. Nassau County health officials are warning anyone who went to a Jersey Mike's in Oceanside between April 5th and April 19th that they may have been exposed to hepatitis A. Health officials say it was the Jersey Mike's at 24 Atlantic Avenue in Oceanside. A food handler in the restaurant was confirmed with a case of hepatitis A on Friday. The risk of transmission is considered low, but health officials are still advising residents who may have been exposed, anyone who ate there or used the restrooms there, again at that location between April 5th and 19th, to speak to their healthcare provider out of an abundance of caution.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Soda. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.